to Winston-Salem tonight and hear Doc play. He said, I'm going to open for him. And, you know, I said, not really. I said, I've been around Doc a lot enough, and he's a great talent. He was a great talent. But I said, I've got a kid that really ought to hear some of this. So I took Scott, I took Seth over to his house, to Wayne's house, and Wayne drove up to the Doc's house. I told Seth before he left, I said, this is the way things are going to be. In the first 2 minutes, he's either going to take you in like a grandchild, or he's going to tell you to shut up and sit in the corner. I said, you be on your best behavior. I didn't have to tell our children that. Our children are on their best behavior in front of other people. They were fine with us. Anyway, he went up and picked with Doc. And when I got up there, Seth came running up to me. He said, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. He said, he's just like my granddaddy. He said, this is great. He said, I've got a picture of me sitting in his chair with his two Grammys or Oscars or whatever they give for good music, Grammys. He said he's got two of them. And I'm sitting there with a picture taken with them on my leg. And to this day, when Doc died a couple years ago,
yeah,
Guns and Garden, the magazine, whatever, there's a magazine, they asked Seth to write his remembrances of that meeting.
Mm.
And he saw it from that side, and I saw it from over here. And, yes, I've been around Doc Watson pretty well all my life. We pick in a similar way.
How old was Merle when he passed?
He was
a young guy.
Relatively young.
I can't remember.
In his 30s, maybe.
Yeah, he was very young, and so just a tragedy. I never thought about it the way you just put it. I mostly thought about it in terms of losing a son, but to also lose your intimate.
He lost it all.
You know, picking partner and guide as well is just an amazing
tragedy. Well, Merle Fest
tragedy
is a great tribute to the Watson family. They have managed to keep string music alive and make it popular. They have instilled it in lots of people.
Would you play a gospel song?
This person that wrote this song was named Fanny J. Crosby. She lived from like 1805 to maybe 1905, almost 100 years. She wrote over 8,000 songs and poems.
Yeah, I know this name.
And she was blind. She was blind.
Huh.
What a talent. Let's do it here. Pass me not. Oh, gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Jim Avitt performing live in our studios from January 7th, 2017. That wraps up this special edition of the show that gets your weekend off to a good... Jim Avitt performing live in our studios from January 7th, 2017. That wraps up this special edition of the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings here on Community Radio. If you enjoyed today's program, You can hear lots of archived live performances by going to neighborhoodvoices.org. We'll enjoy being back here with you live at our studios next Saturday for our usual mix of acoustic music and family fun. Special thanks to Chad Green at the Saturday Light Brigade for help curating today's programming and putting it all together. And finally, Robert Gray, Director of Operations, for making sure it all came together well. We'll look for you next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Ba-ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
The Saturday Light Brigade is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Radio 9 is the show that comes in and wrecks it. You're tuned to 88.3 WYRCET Pittsburgh and the new sound of the Mon Valley Tube City online radio, McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood mighty years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time and had but one desire, at the close of each week to be wound. And it kept in its place not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. It rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was pluming for flight, that his hour for departure had come. Still the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime as we silently stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
Johnny Cash getting us started. Need a little more echo. Can we get a little more echo on my voice? There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. My grandfather's clock was the best ever made by the Timex Company. Just like the clock John Cameron Swayze displayed last night on the old TV. It works underwater so perfectly and still makes a ticking sound, which my grandfather tried only this afternoon, and that's how the old fool drowned.
Rusty there. Welcome to
afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop. You're selling the swing. You're come loudly. Graduate the Jedward Hanson Group for College. Jay Thurber at 12:04. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove. The dance in your pants. A little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. And the full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. What a great Saturday afternoon on tap for you this solid summer weekend. Mostly sunny with a high of 79, right now 75 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 15 minutes.
It's a solid summer weekend. More music now.
Just take your glasses. John Fred and his Playboy Band on Radio 9, the Hollies.
That's all it took, yeah, just one look. That's all it took, yeah, just one look. And I felt so yeah.
PennDOT giveth and PennDOT taketh away. The good news is the Jerome Bridge in McKeesport has reopened to traffic in both directions. All four lanes open right now. The bad news is West Mifflin police are advising to avoid Lebanon Church Road, the entire length of Lebanon Church Road, all the way from the Allegheny County Airport out to the Cloverleaf, due to heavy traffic, heavy construction, lane, and travel restrictions. West Mifflin Borough Police asking people to avoid Lebanon Church Road. It's just what PennDOT does.
It's summertime.
Shut them books and throw them away. Say goodbye to dull school days. Put the line and change your ways. It's summertime. Well, no more studying history and no more reading geography and no more dalgy. Because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular free-for-all. Well, are you coming or are you ain't? You slow about some of one complaint. Hurry up before I fade. It's summertime. Well, I'm so happy that I can flip. Oh, how I love to take a trip. I'm sorry, teacher, but because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular or free-for-all. Well, we'll go swimming every day. No time to work, just time to play. If your folks complain, just say it's summertime. And every night we'll have a dance, cause what's a vacation with a romance? Oh man, this jive has me in a trance. Because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular or free-for-all. It's summertime.
It's summertime, 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 summertime. It's summertime.
The Jamies, that's right. So avoid Lebanon Church Road near West Mifflin because, well, the official color of summer in Pittsburgh, it's orange.
Oh, no. golden.
With the Fireballs and a little thing called Yakky Doo on Radio 9. I think Yakky Doo, I think after they introduced Scrappy Doo to Scooby Doo, they were going to introduce Yakky Doo and they got talked out of it.
Oh, do you know what it means to be a motherfucker?
Radio 9, here's Rex Garvin. Yeah.
I want to tell you a little story about being a motherfucker.
Yeah.
It goes something like this. Hey. My baby.
WRCT.
medley of her hit here on Radio 9. Yeah, 12:22, Much More Music 10. New music from Two Door Cinema Club coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I mentioned that the West Memphis police are encouraging people to avoid Lebanon Church Road. Our traffic watch center is now reporting there is a multi-vehicle crash on Lebanon Church Road. I don't know exactly where that is, but yeah. Avoid Lebanon Church Road. It's a good practice anyways, in my opinion, to avoid Lebanon Church Road. But in this particular case, definitely avoid Lebanon Church Road. There you are having a little bit of problems up there with the construction and now with a multi-vehicle crash is what the police are saying. So, anywho, I said new music from Two Door Cinema Club is coming up. The Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund, or PHAF, is now accepting applications from Pennsylvania homeowners who need mortgage and housing-related assistance to prevent foreclosure. What this does is it helps people all across the state who were financially impacted due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, they have available assistance for homeowners that includes mortgage reinstatement. That's funds to bring your mortgage current and pay other housing-related costs. Forward payment assistance for up to 6 months. Fees for past due property taxes, reverse mortgage insurance premiums, homeowner association fees, condo fees, or common charges that put ownership of your home at risk because of COVID-19, and delinquent utility payments. Who is eligible? Anyone who has a household that is equal or less than 150% of the area median income, and anyone who owns and occupies a property as their primary residence and experienced financial hardship as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. To find out if you qualify to apply for one of these assistance packages, or to just to get more information, you can go to PAHAF.org. That's PAHAF.org. Or you can call them at 888-987-2423. That's 888-987-2423. If you need additional help applying, call Mon Valley Initiative today at 412-464-4000, extension 4008. That's a message from Mon Valley Initiative, PHFA, and the Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund.
Bucky's Porch Weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 79. Cloudy overnight, low of 60. A chance of showers on Sunday. Cloudy skies and a high near 75. Monday, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm. High 74. Tuesday, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm. And high again near 74. Right now, just ahead of Much More Music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 79 in Beaver County, 73 in Washington, 74 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. It's 73 degrees. That's the new single from Two Door Cinema Club. New music here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Ah, W.C. Fritos here. I recall crossing the Great Plains in a wagon, a station wagon, that is. We were besieged by a band of restless desperados. I suggested we surrender the gold, the munchie nugget, Fritos brand corn chips. Fill their mouths with peaceful joy. If you gotta travel, you gotta take Fritos corn chips.
Radio 9 plays more music.
Castaways here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. The request line open. Also taking your requests on 412 Twitter and Facebook at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Mistakes and Errors. This is Radio 9 with Jay Thurber on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12:31. These are the Penguins.
Hey, Senorita.
Hey, Senorita, the Penguins, 1954. This is Dion.
Here's my story. It's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
people let me put you wise. A Sugo is out with other guys. Here's the moral and a story from the guy who knows. I fell in love and my love still grows. Ask any fool that she ever knew to say, I keep away from a runner.
Look at my king, all dressed in red. Aiko, Aiko, one day. I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finale, talking about him now. Henna,
henna.
Aiko, Aiko, one day. Giacomo Fino, Anande. Giacomo Finale. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about henna, henna,
henna.
Aiko, Aiko, one day. Giacomo Fino, Anande. Giacomo Finale. See that guy all dressed in green. Aiko, Aiko, one day. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Giacomo Finale. Talking about henna, henna,
henna.
Aiko, Aiko, one day. Giacomo Fino, Anande. Giacomo Finale. Talking about henna, henna,
henna.
Aiko, Aiko, one day. Giacomo Fino, Anande. Giacomo Finale. Giacomo Finale.
The Dixie Cups on Radio 9 at 12:38. Much more music time. We lost someone who was a big, huge part of pop music in the 70s this week. Olivia Newton-John passed away this week after a long and brave fight with breast cancer. Thought I'd take you back to her first chart hit from way back in 1971. This is Olivia Newton-John, If Not For You, on Radio 9 with Jay Thurman.
If not for you, babe, I couldn't even find the door. I couldn't even see the floor. I'd be sad and blue. If not for you, if not for you, babe, the night would see me wide awake. The day would surely
Olivia Newton-John from her 1971 release. That was her first chart hit back in 1971.
Jay Farber!
Plays good guy hit!
Music!
Hey, hey, mercy woman, plays a song and no one listens. I need help, I'm falling again. Play the drum a little louder, tell me I can. Listen to the band.
Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber. We're going to check sports for you in about 10 minutes or so, and we'll have FSN News for you coming up at 1 o'clock. This is Ricky Nelson.
Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they got no way. Somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I've got no time to ever find her, 'cause I'm just passing through. I travel they've got no way.
Nelson on Radio 9. We'll have something for Jim Avett and for Larry Berger right after this.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
They played My Grandfather's Clock there at the close of the 11 o'clock hour, and that made me think of Alan Sherman, and you heard my terrible Alan Sherman impression. So why not hear the real thing now?
She wheels her wheelbarrow through streets that are narrow. Her barrow is narrow, her hips are too wide. So wherever she wheels it, the neighborhood feels it. Her girdle keeps scraping the homes on each side. In Dublin's fair city, where girls are so pretty, my Molly stands out 'cause she weighs 18 stone. That's 256 pounds. I don't mind her fat, but it's not only that, but she's cockeyed and muscle-bound, Molly Malone. I know a man, his name is Lang, and he has a neon sign. And Mr. Lang is very old, so they call it Old Lang Sign. Oh, what have you done, Billy Sal, Billy Sal? Oh, what have you done, charming Billy? You took almost every cent from the U.S. government, which you spent on fertilizer, which is silly. All day, all night, Cary Grant. That's all I hear from my wife is Cary Grant. What can he do that I can't? Big deal, big star, Cary Grant. Oh, the moon is bright tonight upon the car wash. So I'm having my Volkswagen washed again. But the way things go with me, the way my luck runs, just as soon as they're finished, it will rain. On top of Old Smokey, all covered with hair. Of course I'm referring to Smokey the Bear. Here's a famous old folk song that you all know entitled Aura Lee. Every time you take vaccine, take it orally. As you know, the other way is more painfully. My grandfather's clock was the best ever made by the Timex company. Just like the clock John Cameron Swayze displayed last night on the old TV. Oh, it works underwater so perfectly, and it still makes a ticking sound. which my grandfather tried only this afternoon. And that's how the old man drowned. Do not make a stingy sandwich, pile the cold cuts high. Customers should see salami coming through the rye. Oh, I diet all day and I diet all night. It's enough to drive me bats. Got no gravy or potatoes, cause the whole refrigerator's full of polyunsaturated fats. Fairly well, Metrical and the others of that ilk. Let the diet start tomorrow, cause today I'll drown my sorrow in a double malted milk. When you go to the delicatessen store, don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. I repeat what I just said before. Don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. Oh, buy the corned beef if you must. The pickled herring you can trust. And the lox puts you in orbit. A-OK. But that big hunk of liverwurst has been there since October 1st. And today is the 23rd of May. So when you go to the delicatessen store, don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. It'll make your insides awful sore. Don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst.
Alan Sherman. Sticks of one and a half dozen of the other on Radio 9.
Jay Thurman. Music.
Sports and weather are next. Here's Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder there on Radio 9 at 12:56. Much more music time. We'll also have sports and weather here. Also, new music from the Wombats to take us to news time. So stay tuned for that.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Carlos Rodon allowed two hits over six innings. Mike Yastrzemski drove in three runs, and the San Francisco Giants beat your Pittsburgh Pirates on the West Coast last night by a score of 5-3. It's the Bucks and Giants again today. Game time 4:05. Tyler Beattie is expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. Game time 9:05 our time at Oracle Park. Zach Thompson and 4:05 game on Sunday. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Tony Gonsolin took a no-hit try into the seventh inning, and the Los Angeles Dodgers won their 11th straight game, beating the Kansas City Royals 8-3 last night. Tommy Pham delivered a walk-off hit in the 10th to lead the last-place Boston Red Sox to a 3-2 victory over the first-place Yankees and send New York to its 8th loss in 9 games. In preseason NFL football, a full slate leads this weekend's schedule of sports events, including your Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the hated Seattle Seahawks. Are they really hated? I don't know. At the newly renamed Acrisure Stadium, kickoff today is at 7 o'clock. Deshaun Watson apologized before his preseason debut with the Cleveland Browns. He then got an earful from opposing fans. Watson apologized Friday, quote, "to all of the women I have impacted," end quote, after being accused by 24 women of sexual misconduct. He spoke before the team's exhibition opener, a 24-13 victory at Jacksonville, in which Watson was roundly booed during three series of work. Fans in the end zone could be heard chanting vulgarities at him during the first drive.
Everybody talks about the weather.
My fans often chant vulgarities at me too.
And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what
they say. Oh, Boogerhead.
Whether you believe it or not.
Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 79, cloudy overnight 60, scattered showers on Sunday 75, Monday scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high of 74. Currently 79 in Beaver County, 73 in Butler, 74 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwin in Oakland, 73 at WRCT.
Tribes all by itself. But it doesn't want to move an inch. You can't buy its loyalty this time. You can tempt it with a pocket full of shiny things. Still there's no room left in paradise. And the kids aren't wrong, and the kids aren't wrong, and the kids aren't wrong this time. I'm looking for a spark in the heart of the light.
Music from the Wombats here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. The website jaythurbershow.com. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer with a look back at the week's top stories. A U.S. federal judge released documents related to the search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home following a request from Attorney General Merrick Garland. The 7-page filing shows that FBI agents seized around 20 boxes from Mar-a-Lago on Monday. Some contained information listed as classified or top secret. The search warrant cites possible violations of the Espionage Act, which covers unlawful retention of defense-related information that could harm the U.S. or aid a foreign adversary. It also cites laws prohibiting the concealment or destruction of documents to obstruct an investigation and the unlawful removal of government materials. The former president's lawyers have argued that Trump declassified the documents before leaving office. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a sweeping health care, tax, and climate package worth hundreds of billions of dollars. The bill, a major boost for U.S. President Joe Biden's domestic agenda, represents the largest climate investment in American history, with targets to reduce carbon emissions by up to 40% by the end of this decade. FSN's Benji Heyer has more.
The $700 billion Inflation Reduction Act, a flagship component of Joe Biden's domestic agenda, can now be signed into law by the president, having been approved by the Democrat-controlled House. In it, a number of policies aimed at lowering prescription drug costs and cutting the deficit by roughly $300 billion. One of the major objectives is to bring down carbon emissions by 40% below 2005 levels, though that falls well short of the 50% reduction promised by President Biden just last year. Republicans also warn the bill would limit investment and drive up inflation. Benji Heyer, Washington, D.C.
A man has been arrested after the author Salman Rushdie was stabbed at a public appearance in New York. Iranian religious leaders have a long-standing reward offered for anyone who kills the author after accusing him of blasphemy. FSN's Sarah Walton reports.
Salman Rushdie was being introduced on stage at the Chautauqua Institution in western New York State on Friday morning when a man rushed the stage. The author was stabbed in the neck and was initially treated at the scene before being taken to hospital by helicopter. The interviewer from the event was also slightly injured. New York State police say a male suspect was immediately taken into custody. Rushdie's book, The Satanic Verses, was banned in Iran in the 1980s, with many Muslims considering it to be blasphemous. It led to him receiving death threats, with Iran offering a $3 million reward for anyone who kills the writer. Sarah Walton, New York.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK,
McKeesport.